AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM, serving Philadelphia, southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. And if you live in those regions, I ask that you go to your telephone, invite family members and friends to tune in on the radio. If they live at a distance, they can tune in right now simply by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and listen. You can also listen to rebroadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from the easy access links located right on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Well, if you receive the email today, which we send out to remind our listeners that we'll be here at 11 a.m., I encourage you to forward that to others so that our family of listeners continues to grow, because we have a lot of successful things that we've managed to bring about over the last year. And I think I'm going to try to address some of them today so that we know where we have been and where we're looking to go. With me today is the very popular Rich Logis, who is in transit. So we'll see how he sounds as he rides through Florida from one place to another. Rich, how you doing, guy?
Michael, good morning, and good morning to our listeners. Yeah, Larkin, I was with Larkin, and let me tell you, he snores like a grizzly bear. No, I'm only kidding about that. He really doesn't. I'm coming back down from Orlando, and Michael, a couple things. First, regarding Larkin and SCORE, I was up there for the SCORE event that Larkin has mentioned in the past couple broadcasts. I have to say, first and foremost, that what SCORE does as an organization is pretty remarkable. Most of the people I met last night as SCORE representatives, these are men and women who had very successful positions, many of whom own businesses, many of whom are still involved in some form of business, who volunteer their time to help aspiring and current business owners. And the wealth of knowledge and experience that these men and women have is pretty astounding. And I want to say, Michael, that any aspiring or current business owner, I don't care if it's a startup, first week in your business, or 10 years, looking up the closest SCORE chapter and location to where you're located is only going to potentially help to benefit your business. And Larkin, he's always one of the guys that everyone wants to talk to and be with. And what SCORE did yesterday, I left so impressed. And actually, I left, Michael, quite encouraged that something like this really exists. To me, SCORE is a very uniquely American business endeavor, where you have people from all business walks of life who are willing to devote time and energy to help businesses. And I have to say with Mark, well, the thing, Michael, with Mark is, I told him this morning, Mark inspires people without breaking a sweat. He doesn't really even need to try to do it. And last night, when he was addressing all the SCORE representatives, people were engrossed in what he was saying. They were totally captivated by his story, by his passion, and why he does what it is that he does. And now I think many chapters around SCORE are going to try to recruit Mark. So I told him, you better get ready for that. I think they're going to come to recruit you. And Mark, he hit another grand slam, Michael, with everyone last night. And everyone left there inspired, and everyone left there with a better understanding, I believe, of how important Made in America is to our overall economy.
You're absolutely right. And I can't wait to see Mark with us here in Philadelphia area one day. I'd like to get him over here so that people could meet him and a lot of our business leaders. You know, in the urban areas, there's a tremendous amount of businesses that are looking to go up the ladder, especially as we try to rebuild America. You know, Rich, We've not been able to shake heaven and earth with our movements, but we've certainly did a lot. And I want to compliment our listeners and the people who really go into the stores and do their thing on the store owners and personnel to let them know that they are supporters. When people tell me that people are coming in like never before, I'm really grateful because I know that they're either participating with our movement or another movement that's going to make a difference come about. Mark has made that difference. Mark went through some terrible times in his business because China took over some of his contracts, and now he's doing something which most people may have given up on. And that's what makes Mark such a very important thing. Today, I'd like to discuss some of the accomplishments that we've had in the last 2 years. Rich, you've been part of our broadcast for over 2 years. You saw the different things that we have been doing. Some of the people have really come about. And I want to compliment our listeners because as we continue November as American Made Month, it's really a time for everybody to go out of their way to do what they can for American workers. I'm telling you, it's not something that people thought about before. It only happens. Things went on, let me just put it this way. Things went on, the flow was fine, everything was good. As long as there was a certain level of jobs, you didn't notice the unemployment that much. But now that the go with the flow thing is over and people see that they're starting to get hit with unemployment and overpricing of products from overseas at their own doorstep, they are really starting to speak up. And that's important. I want to also mention as we start off today that because of our efforts in the 20 years before we started, there was very little mention in the national news media and even in the newspapers and when the internet came about. A lot of the stuff did not focus on jobs. It was all, you know, happiness and entertainment and things like that. They never focused on the bread and butter issues that keep America safe and sound. We luckily were able to focus on keeping people's attention with the Made in America, American Made issue, American Workers Radio. I had a wonderful opportunity this past Saturday to sit with some people, and we reminisced about how this whole thing got started back in 1999. If you remember, last week I said during the broadcast that in 1999 I stated on my Saturday show that American workers need us. And people at that time thought, well, you know, that's not something I can believe in because we're still doing pretty good. It was the dot-com era. Everything was going pretty good. It sort of like in 99 or 98, I noticed that there was going to be some problems, Rich. And I keep saying that. And the people say, well, why did you notice it and not others? Well, part of the reason for that is I work in social services. That's my background. And as a person who works in social services, many of the people, and I'll go back over a period of 20 years, I span back, our agency would welcome a few hundred people a year looking for jobs, say in the 90s. Today, we're up to near 3,000 people a year looking for jobs. And these are not people looking for welfare, but they're looking for jobs. And back in 99, when I said during my commentary on my Saturday variety show, I said, America needs a national referendum placed on the election ballot that would allow voters to approve a mandate that no less than 50% of everything sold in America must be made in America. You know, as we were talking about that this past weekend, people said, it's a shame that they didn't pick up on that. And if they did pick up on it, Rich and all of our listeners and our political friends who listen and have their staff members listen, if that had happened 15 years ago, life in America would be much better today than it would have been if we didn't have the law. We should have had the law. We see what we have now. We have no law. Everything is 80%, 90%, 100% foreign made. We have nothing. I was talking to Henry the other day, and he said, even in Canada with music, 50% of everything that is played on the airwaves in Canada must be Canadian artists, has to be made in Canada. Why can't that happen in America?
I asked Michael yesterday. I asked Mark because he was talking about how when he created the idea for the store, how, and he talked about this in the American Made movie, essentially how people close to him thought he was pretty nuts, that he was pretty crazy to do this. And Mark decided to do this, not coming off a victory. He came up with this idea coming off how he talks about in the film, losing that contract to China. And I told Mark, I said, you had a really interesting mix of being a little TO'd, pissed off, and motivated and ambitious, and basically to hell with what everyone else would say. And I asked him last night, what are some of those people who said you were really crazy saying now? And he said, well, I still think I'm a little crazy, but what they see is that it works. See, Mark showed that it works. And if we talk about the modern Made in America movement, Mark is really one of the pioneering figures in all of this.
Absolutely.
And the reasons that we've talked about on air about why companies sent jobs, sent labor, there are many, many reasons why this occurred. There are many reasons, for financial reasons, labor reasons, regulatory reasons. But I do believe, Michael, and I think that last night also affirmed this, that there are more and more people by the day, by the month, who are becoming more in tune with things being made here. We have to get back to making things. When we're making things, it means that there is demand for those things. And when there's demand, that's when companies grow and expand. Mark is a pretty busy guy. In his welding shop, he's running his shop pretty much 24 hours a day. And if you talk about a guy who's busy, Mark's a pretty busy guy. And by the way, Michael, so is Larkin. I told Larkin, you're the busiest retired guy I've ever met. Larkin is so devoted to what he is doing with SCORE. It's remarkable. I envy him, truthfully, because I wonder if I could have that energy after such a successful career in business. I feel like I'd want to put my feet up on the desk and kick back. Well, Larkin's doing anything but. I shouldn't say I envy him. I admire him.
Yeah, well,
him
Rich, Larkin was never that type of a guy to begin with, but that's the way most of the people who are retired in many fields. They like to do something with their communities, their churches, their schools, their alumni associations, and that's what makes Larkin very special. He's a special guest here on our broadcast, and I know he's going to be busy now in his newer obligation to get that whole, you know, Southeast corridor, the Atlantic Coast group together. But the thing is, one thing that Larkin is also an inspiration with is he helps at no charge. That's hard to find these days. The pro bono stuff is very hard to get people to do. So I commend him. Also, what's special about SCORE is the fact that they are looking to help people, not looking to help the mentors, the people doing the speaking with the people looking to open businesses or expand businesses just to get some ideas from a second or third party. That's what makes SCORE a special organization, and I encourage anyone who's thinking about going into a business to contact their local SCORE groups. They're all over the country. And of course, in Philadelphia, you can just go to score.org or SCORE Philly. And you can, in fact, go on the front page of American Workers Radio and click on Larkin's face. So we got it set up that you could click on Larkin and it goes right to the SCORE Philadelphia chapter. And there's also a link that'll take you to SCORE National. But the thing is, you're right. Every situation has helped bring about a new feeling in people. As we were talking on Saturday, I said to people, a long time ago, I started my efforts with American Workers Need You. And I also had one that was before that. Many of the listeners today and people who will listen to the rebroadcast will say, I remember it. It was called MichaelSupportsAmerica.com. In fact, that's still up on the internet. You can put in MichaelSupports.com and it goes to American Workers Need You and American Workers Radio. But what's different? The weekly commentaries that I would put out on my Saturday show, and people must have thought to themselves, this guy is babbling insanity. But no, it wasn't. As time went on, various radio programs across the country, many of them in the Polish and the German and the Russian communities, they would pick it up and they would play it during their free time. Every station offers public service time, and it's up to its management how it's used, but they would put that two-minute message on their public service time and then afterwards try to talk about it to try to make some things, you know, on a personal level that they were supporting local businesses and all. And I fix the weekly commentaries each and every time that no one's offended. I'm not attacking any, you know, different country or whatever. I'm more across the board urging people to do something to support American workers first. Now, can you imagine, Rich, if you went into a store and 50% of everything that you had your hand on was made in America? Then you really have a choice. Just like you always say, you ride down, you can go and have 100 hamburger choices, 100 pizza styles. We don't have that in America. I went on visitations last week purposely to do some, you know, little PR work. And a lot of the stores tell me, Michael, I hate to tell you, I just tell them my name is Michael. I give them a card. They look at my last name, and we get into a Michael and whoever the name of the person is, we get into a first name basis right away. They say, unfortunately, the merchandisers are keeping the American made stuff off our lists. There is a lot of stuff around, but they don't want to sell it because they make less money. And they don't care about us because we have to keep our price down. It's the middlemen that want to collect everything and screw the just the hell with the businesses. And we got to bring more attention to that. Also, Rich, and this is about the same thing with SCORE and the same thing with Mark. What made American Workers Need You and now American Workers Radio different is we didn't try to focus on ourselves as a group, as an organization, to be exclusive in any way. We focused on the idea of really helping the American-made movement grow for the benefit of the American people, for the benefit of America's young people who will need jobs shortly or in the future, not so that they graduate high school and have to be in a part-time job and then depend possibly on some government programs. That was not any of our goals. And that's what makes our panel interesting. You have a history in working in the press. Larkin is a business person. Mark is a business person. I'm a social service director and a business person as well. I have to have my hand on the pulse. And some of the people that we've had working at these different projects sort of offended people. They thought they were everything. They knew everything. We don't need that kind of stuff in America. We need real leaders. And I regard all the people who participate on this show and in our movement real leaders. The goal is we want to see skilled workers of every type have a job to go to work to every day so that when they have their own families come about, those children can say, well, I have opportunities in America, not to go to a school. And the next thing you know, you have no place to go. You have a great sheepskin, but what do you do with the sheepskin? Paste it on the walls of people, a piece of wallpaper?
I told Mark last night, Michael, that what he's doing, his message, if there is, and I believe there are many issues that whatever poll or study or statistic be damned, I still believe that the majority of Americans are actually a lot closer on agreement on things than further apart in disagreement. And if there is, Made in America is as good an issue as any of what I think embodies what I said about people being closer together. This is something that more and more people are getting. They're understanding the importance of this. And I told Mark, you're a great spokesman for this. You pioneered it. You took the chance. You took the risk. People thought you were a little nuts. And Mark is a guy who every single day, like he says on our show, Mike, he's growing his business. He's concerned about the people who work there. He's concerned about livelihoods. And Larkin, we talk about jobs. Well, I said to Larkin last night, Score is advising businesses. And when businesses are growing, well, what are they creating? They're creating positions. Why? Because as their business grows and the demand for their product or service grows, they need to bring more people into their company to help satisfy that demand. So what these guys are doing is very much in line with what we talk about regularly, which is just how important this issue is and how unifying as opposed to divisive it is. And Michael, if people are offended by it, the hell with them. I mean, if people are offended by this idea, that's their problem. That's what I think. That's their problem.
Right. I agree. And with that, Rich, can you hold on? I have to acknowledge a few of our faithful supporters. Polka Deli, located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. I would like to invite you to stop by, enjoy some great food. And by the way, everything that Polka Deli has to offer there in the way of Polish kielbasa, gołąbki, and everything else is all made in America. And they also offer some imported items from Poland. Also, if you are planning a trip anytime, maybe you want to go someplace special during the spring and summer, why not contact the Polish American Travel Service? And they're located at 2714 East Allegheny Avenue in Philadelphia's Port Richmond section. You can give them a call at 215-634-3396. And Giorgio Foods, you've heard about them for many years. They've been a symbol of quality since 1928. Look for their delicious pierogies and their also all their other products that they have available at supermarkets and at festivals. You can check them out. Look for the name Giorgio where you shop. And also Washington Savings Bank wants to remind you that they have five locations in Philadelphia, and their president, Martin Bednarek, invites all of you to support everything possible and made in America, and that they also have five banking offices in Philadelphia to serve you. When you give them a call at 215-698-9400, make sure you let them know that you heard about them here during American Workers Radio. And when you stop by their offices, make sure you let them know that as well. And if you need some legal matters handled, well, Yolanda Konopacka DeCipio, attorney at law, represents clients in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. For more information, give her a call at 215-423-4824. And also Karen Janot, a very faithful sponsor of American Workers Radio and our daily network, wants to remind you that she handles auto, home, and life insurance, and you can call her at her State Farm office at 215-862-5490. And also, if you'd like to have that great smile, always nice and bright, Dr. Włodzimierz Zinn and Everest Dental are located at 9892 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. For more information or an appointment, give them a call at 215-671-0188. And Mr. Frank Spula, who is the national president of the Polish National Alliance, known as the PNA, and they are in all 50 states. If you'd like more information, you can call their main office at 1-800-621-4255. 3723. Also, best wishes as we continue November as American-Made Month from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, and they have offices in several states. For more information, you can visit them on the internet by going to psfcu.com. That stands for the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. That's psfcu.com. And also best wishes and an invitation as well to stop by the Sugar House Casino, and they're located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia, and you can always visit them on the internet by going to sugarhousecasino.com. Well, Rich, you know, I'd like to just also say a few other special things that came about as a result of all of us working together. You know, in my travels, I meet with a lot of good people, people who listen on the radio on Saturday, on Wednesday. We also have people who are listening on the internet from various places. I have a cousin in Poland that listens in on the internet. So we do get people who are starting to understand the importance of staying united. And we didn't do that very easily. It hasn't made any of us a penny to date, but we have at least made good friends. We've changed the hearts and minds of people, and we started several good events. One of them was National Small Business Weekend, which is now celebrated every month, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the month. I mean, we started that talking about doing things locally. We started that because of my visits going out into the community, and some of the smaller business were telling us, well, the bigger stores with the parking lots and the shopping carts are really starting to have an effect on our business. So I said, well, why don't we do something special like a monthly celebration of National Small Business or something like that? And that's how this started. And these kinds of efforts, now we have November as American Made Month. It's another opportunity for all of us to highlight the professions that we have in the country, all the industries that we have, try to start circulating more of our money here in the USA, and make sure that people have the jobs that they have today and get more of them into the picture. What would you add to that, Rich?
Well, every 2 years, Michael, we have elections to divide and conquer the people again. And what I mean by that is, and I'm going to go back to this point about how I believe we're much closer in agreement. And last night, in speaking with several SCORE representatives, we discussed a number of different economic, political issues, lots of opinions, lots of very passionate opinions. But one thing that everyone had in common was in their unwavering belief in what it is that they're doing to help small businesses, and how small businesses are ultimately, in my opinion, Michael, and I told the guys this last night, you want to really gauge how well an economy is doing, you can gauge it by how well small business is doing. Small business is employing, 70-something, 80% of people.
Yep.
Talking with small business owners and how they're doing with sales and their relationships with their customers and their suppliers. And while I didn't hear all horror stories last night, Michael, what I heard is it's really tough owning a business, especially right now. And that's just the nature of being in business. But it's not supposed to really be easy, I guess. It's a tough thing to do. And what I particularly like about the SCORE approach is they're very tough loving. They love their clients. They love working with them. But my sense with everyone last night is they're a very transparent and pretty straightforward bunch. And I said, that's the way you have to be to succeed in business. There is no sugarcoating. Owning a business is tough. Every day is unpredictable. Mark's a great example of it. I would say we're an example of it. RJL, while we're not world beaters, we've had some success. Michael, every day is a challenge, but we're pursuing our dreams of being in business for ourselves. And that's something that really comes out with the score people whom I met last night.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, Larkin, I've been to some of those events where we have the Northeast Chamber of Commerce or something like that meet. I know these people are very passionate. They want to work together like they haven't been able to do in the past. You're right. These elections have been to divide and conquer and just sort of enslave people. We have to do this and that. This past election, though, has been an example of what can be accomplished if people start to listen to what's happening. People want some changes in America. They could have changed this way for this election. In 2 years, they may go another direction, but they're showing that they are not going to be just the same old anymore. We went through this election. We went through National Small Business Weekend. Veterans Day also yesterday spoke a tremendous message to the people. We talked about veterans coming back from their service to America. They're coming back right now. Many of them have no jobs. Some of them are hurt. Many of them need to be retrained. Some of them left America with a job, went on their deployment, came back, the job is gone. It's changed, it's downsized, it's outsourced. I mean, these are the things that people are seeing happening. When you know the old expression, Rich, when something hits you in your own pocket, you understand it better than having it hit somebody else's pocket. It's like I said to on a few broadcasts ago, do you worry about your own front door falling off first, or do you walk down the street and worry about how the other guy's front door is, or if it's hanging, or do you look out for your front door so it's able to be okay for you and your family first? We have to start looking out for America. We have to look out for our veterans. I mean, what went on in the last few years, even with the Veterans Administration, all their health care issues and things like that, this should have never been allowed to happen. We're living in a new day in this world where everything is done by communications. You can go on the internet and know exactly what's going on. How is it that the American people, how is it that the national elected leaders, how is it that the president and all these leaders in the Congress didn't know what was happening with the Veterans Administration?
I'll tell you this, Michael, even as much as I say that there were various discussions, lots of political opinions, that was really more in private. In the overall sessions, it did not at all have, last night, a political feel to it. What it had was a feel of pro-growth, pro-mentoring, and scores approach of a willingness to work with really any and all kinds of business. And Michael, whatever the reasons, politicians will say they didn't know or they knew, or all of that it's in the past. The rhetoric that we've heard from this past election last week is a lot of the same rhetoric that we typically hear every 2 or 4 years with midterms, that people are ready for a change and they want to work together. We're going to see. We're going to see. One of the things I said last night is that one of the great things about America is that even in compromise, we can achieve immense amounts. We can do a lot even with just basic compromise. And people have to ask themselves, why is it that we don't regularly see legislation that is pro-growth and pro-business? And I'm not suggesting, Michael, that there's never legislation that isn't pro-growth and pro-business, but it needs to become something that happens with more regularity.
It has to happen every day of the week. Here's my thinking on that, Rich. We have committees worrying about what's taking place in other places of the world. Why not committees worrying about our workers right here? How about we worry about our youth and what their future will be. How about we worry about the agendas in the schools? We're creating all these barriers to stopping that. Number one, they tell me, Michael, it's very difficult to restore the trades in schools and the industrial arts. And I say, why? They say, because the money is directed in other areas now. I say, well, give me an idea what you mean by in other areas. Well, we now have crime prevention, we have hall monitors, we have all this nonsense that we're paying for, so we have to cut something. So I said, so you're cutting the reality of a boy or a girl having a future, having some knowledge that'll take them into the future where they'll have a job to support themselves and enjoy life. You're taking that away because you need more security measures and hall monitors and all this, you know, all these devices that they have in the school. The whole thing is upside down, Rich. I speak directly to people in the systems, whether it's in the school systems, the business systems, the Chamber of Commerce, and the horror stories is that the country has been without a real leader probably since Ronald Reagan. And a few weeks ago, you read that proclamation, and we're going to have to do another reading of that, and I'm going to post it on the site as we begin December 1st. I'm going to highlight Ronald Reagan and that proclamation because it was really very meaningful to people. Because back in 1985, he recognized that there was problems on the horizon already. That was almost 30 years ago. How is it that no one picked up the ball from that proclamation and said, this man is right? Why didn't the private businesses pick up on it? Why didn't the small business pick up on it? Why didn't the unions pick up on it? Why didn't the school districts? Why didn't the educational system say, well, he's saying it right. We need to relook at everything that we're doing if we're going to have job stability in the future. No one picked up the ball because at that time, we had the computer age coming into the situation. Things were changing with all the telecommunications. All the phone systems were changing. Right now, I'm disappointed to tell you that I can't find any cell phone that is American made. My cell phone is starting to go down, and Rich, you've seen it on a couple occasions. You know I've had that for at least 7 years. I'm looking for that cell phone that you told me a year ago was going to be 50% made in America. I was all cheered up when I went to the store, 80% made foreign and only 20%. He said to me, but we are working on getting this new whatever it was. I said, well, when you get it, that's when I can buy the phone, when it's 50-50. That way I know foreigners had a job, but I know mainly that Americans are going to have a job, not only assembling it and doing their part, but also be able to sell it. I don't want to see people just as sales clerks in this country. I'm sorry, I don't like it. And as I'm talking about this, let me say, today I'm going to ask our listeners as we continue our celebration of November as Made in American Month to join the tens of millions of America's consumers who are now looking at labels. Somebody cracked me up the other day. They said, Blihash, you started a new revolution of label lookers. I said, well, that's all right. They get a title. I said, God, I didn't think of label lookers. That sounds like a good title. And I said to them, I'm asking people to go out and do the label looking. Become a label looker. I like the title. And by the way, our campaign, Rich, does not urge anybody, no American or anybody else, to boycott foreign-made items. That's the main thing that makes us different. But we urge people to purchase more American-made with the goal in the long term to get at least 50% back of everything that's here. I'd love to have a cell phone choice where I could get one that's made in here, over there, and one made in America, in Texas or Maine or whatever. I don't have that choice right now. When I go into the store, I have to immediately put on the Blihash, you know, attitude. Where is the American? You know, people see me. I mean, we had an incident the other day. Henry and I, we went to the store and a little bit of a discussion began and somebody got a little angry with me. But, you know, in fact, I went into the Staples and I brutalized about everything. We went over there to buy a particular item and everything is foreign made. I said, well, how long can this continue? Well, then right away they run around and they say, oh, well, this is American made. But I say, that's only paper. I'm looking for something where real long-lasting jobs and job skills are going to be created. And by the way, in response to all of our supporters speaking up, Rich, more media outlets than I would ever believe would come around are now promoting the need for jobs in America. This last election, all the advertisements that I saw on the media and in the press all talked about jobs. I never saw that. It was always that this one's no good and that one's no good. This is the first time there was more focus on jobs, which really cheered me up. And by the way, there are more political leaders now talking about ways to bring jobs back to their cities and states. That's because the supporters of the Buy American Made campaign, people listening to the stories of Larkin, yourself, and Mark, are saying we have to do something to help one another. And by the way, also, as I talk to some of the people in the schools, there's a big battle in the southeastern Pennsylvania about the charter schools and the public schools. More schools are discussing trades and industrial arts. They took them off the table 25 years ago. Now they say, well, maybe we have to restore them so that people know about more modern trades and more modern industrial art programs. But most of all, Rich, and all of our listeners, I know I'm really going off today, but most of all today, more stores are featuring Made in America than I've ever seen. There was yesterday an advertisement came on. In fact, three advertisements really, really impressed me. I saw that WeatherTech company. They came on and they said, we want you to know it's 100% made in America. Another company came on. It was something to do with electric blankets. 100% made in America. Then the third one I watched, and this was all in a very brief period of time, the Hurricane, 100% made in America. We never used to see that. People are now starting to show that they are American made. And that's something I've been encouraging people to do for several years. Put a little red, white, and blue. Put a little flag on your product. Let people know what you're doing to promote American made. And we have to do something to get people's eyes to focus on the American made stuff. And by the way, on our schedule for American Made Month, we devoted this weekend, November 14th, 15th, and 16th, as a time for us to sit back and talk about what's made in America that they know would make great gifts for the holidays. And very shortly, on the 27th of November, we'll be sitting around with friends, and not only on the 27th at Thanksgiving, we'll also be doing what they call Black Friday, November the 28th. And by the way, let me say this too before I forget. I've been noticing ads in all the media that they're trying to move Black Friday to the Monday before Thanksgiving. So they're trying to get people out to spend that money earlier at their stores. They're giving the Black Friday deals on Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Now, that's where I saw a few of those advertisements about American Made too. There were like three items listed, special features, pants, which I rarely find. Pants, some company is advertising that they make slacks, American Made. I want people to go to the stores, whether you go to Macy's or wherever, I want you to ask, where are those American Made slacks that Blihash is talking about on the radio? Make sure, don't be bashful about speaking up. I am not a person who would talk you deaf, dumb, and blind, but Henry's over there laughing. But anyways, then on November the 29th, it's National Small Business Saturday. Now, this was started by American Express, but we've included them in our celebration because we want that to be everybody working together to promote what is manufactured, what's assembled, what's distributed and sold here in the USA. There's where the jobs are. You were there with Larkin and Mark. You learned one thing, I'm sure, that many of our people talked to me about over the last year or so. The big factories, the big institutions, the big industries are starting to be a thing of the past. It's going to be smaller businesses trading with smaller businesses in the USA. What do you think of that, Rich?
Made in America, Michael, if it's making a resurgence, and I believe it is, I think it really comes down to a very simple economic principle. Man, if advertisers are talking about it, retailers are talking about it, media is talking about it, means people are paying attention, people are interested, people are demanding. We can enact incredible amounts of positive change through our wallets and through the voting booth. And Mark, especially last night, he spoke not only during his talk but afterwards about quality. And that's a part of Mark's message and part of his overall Made in America mantra that's very, very important to emphasize. The quality of what we make here. Because people do want quality. They do want American made. But for many, many years, Michael, people didn't see their incomes keep pace with inflation. We saw growing numbers of retail stores that could take advantage of the cost game, which all small businesses need to always be competing in the cost game. So coupled with numerous factors, income, availability, this was a good opportunity for other countries to make things, to send them here for us to purchase them.
That's right. And you know what? Mark is correct. Looking for quality may cost you a little more, but you also will have less stuff in your closets, but you'll have better stuff. You know, some people, when they tell me I have two shipping containers, or not shipping, but storage containers I'm renting now because I have my winter stuff and I can't fit it in all my closets or my garage, so I have to rent a separate unit. And I even bought myself a cedar chest and put it in my rental unit and all. I said, well, how many things do you have? That house that you're living in is huge as it is, and you don't have enough closet space in there? That means you're overindulged in foreign-made products filling up your place. And then you go once a year and you purge it and give it to Goodwill or whoever. And what's the purpose of that? And it's all a lot of foreign-made stuff, they said, that they're giving away. So buy a better quality American-made product. Buy less of it. Cut down on the storage space and be done with it. Rich, I got to say a thank you to a few of our sponsors. The next portion of our broadcast today is being presented by Leon Monkowski, attorney at law. And no matter what your legal matters are, remember, Leon Monkowski is there to serve you at his office at 2624 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. You can call Leon Monkowski at 215-739-8521. And also by Mr. Chester Kshanowski of Serena's Auto Body Shop. He has two locations to serve you. One is at 691 Bethlehem Pike in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. The other is at 6201 Oxford Avenue. That's off Oxford and the Boulevard in Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, you can give him a call at 215-535-6606. And Net Cost Market. If you want to take a little trip to Europe, you can go to the Net Cost Market. They're located at 1 117,001 Bustleton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. That's off Byberry Road and Bustleton Avenue, where you'll find a great selection of meats and deli products. Also, Mr. Joseph Drobot, National President of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, also known as the PRCUA, is Polonia's largest and oldest national fraternal insurance company. For more information, you can call their main office at 1-800-772-8632. And also, Michael Steinman, attorney at law, has his two offices in Philadelphia. For more information or an appointment, give him a call at 215-564-1866. And Dr. Eva Machak wants you to smile, and boy, keep that smile as bright as possible. And she invites you to visit her two dental offices in Philadelphia. One is at 3084 Armingo Avenue. The other is at 4250 Richmond Street, both in Philadelphia. Give her a call at 215-739-2787. And Dominic Rostotsky, attorney at law, is located on the 26th floor of 1835 Market Street in Center City, Philadelphia. For more information, you can give him a call at 215-575-7624 or visit him on the internet at rostotsky.com.
Go for Made in America is proud to announce their latest promotion for the Go for USA mobile app. Their nationally famous app will be available for free. That's right, free for the entire month of November in honor of American Made Month. Go to the iTunes Store any day in November from your iPhone or iPad and download this great app. You can now be a part of their mobile army with just one simple download. For more information, visit goformadeinamerica.com.
Sonia Kaminsky-Breccia welcomes you to stop in and visit her at Nationwide's Ott & Associates agency located at 7967 Castor Avenue in Philadelphia. Sonia can handle any of your notary, licensing, and registration needs. Call Sonia today at 215-722-6020 or stop into their office and let her know you heard about her on this show. Pat's Auto Tags invites you to stop into one of their convenient locations for any of your needs. From DMV to fishing and boating licenses, notary, and insurance, Pat's has you covered. Pat's Auto Tags is an approved PennDOT online messenger center. They also have instant online access to Harrisburg at their main location located at 2536 East Allegheny Avenue in Fort Richmond. You can also stop into one of their other locations at Sanger Street and Harbison Avenue, or C Street and Allegheny Avenue, where you can speak with insurance agent Cliff Hutchins, who represents Progressive and 10 other insurance companies. Stop in or visit them online at patsautotags.com. The Tri-State Media Network is an advertising service promoting businesses throughout the Tri-State region and beyond. Check them out today at tristatemedianetwork.com or like them on Facebook by searching Tri-State Media Network. Advertising your business is as simple as making a phone call. With low rates and a large audience, your business is sure to be seen and heard all over the area. Call one of their account managers today at 215-829-9200 or you can visit tristatemedianetwork.com.
This is Mayor Pulaski from the great city of Allentown, Pennsylvania. You are tuned into American Workers Radio on 860 AM.
It's always great to hear from the great Mayor Ed Pulaski from the great city of Allentown, and we'll be having the mayor on in the future and be talking about many important issues. Right now, I would like to take this opportunity to ask you to check out the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. On that front page, you will find the November American Made Month link, and that also has a special poster. Next to it is a list of businesses featuring American-made products, and right under that is a link to contact your local elected officials. More people than ever are speaking up about their concerns for America. I also want to make sure that you know that if you pick on Mark, you click on Mark Andel's picture, you will see that it goes right to his store. Also, there is a link on there for AmeriLoop and Go for USA And Mike Sessions has also been doing a wonderful job trying to promote getting everybody together to support American Made. Rich, you have been a great person to have on today. I'm sorry if I talked everybody to death. It reminds me of when I was asked to do a little bit of a talk at an event. I was joking around with the guy. He said to me, well, I'd like to have you come and say a few words. And he said, we could give you 15 minutes. And I said, huh, what could I possibly say in 15 minutes? He says, well, okay, 25. I said, what could I say in 25 minutes? And then he says to me, well, okay, it'll be wide open. I said, well, wide open is okay. I'll do 15 minutes and I'll shut up. But
Mark really keeps it. One of the things I love about his message is he really, Mike, keeps it simple. Last night I was joking with him, and I said, oh, Mark, and not that he needs any help speaking in front of people. He does it all the time. I said, Mark, I've got some good advice for you. He said, oh, well, what? I said, don't screw up. That's all. I was at a wedding last week, Michael, and the bride's mother asked me, married 6 years. Any advice for my bride, for my daughter? I said, yep, don't trip. Just keep it simple. You know, this is complicated matters, Michael, I think more than ever require simple, streamlined, efficient solutions. Made in America is an issue that people can rally around, and it can be a unifying issue. What SCORE does unifies businesses, creates a pro-growth, pro-business message. At this point now, Mark is probably over Philly en route back up to Buffalo, and I'm sure those guys, when they're back on next week, they're going to fill in any blanks that I might have missed today. But really proud to be associated with those guys, and just so impressed, Michael, at what they're doing.
Wonderful. Rich, thank you for joining us today and giving us that firsthand report. As I mentioned earlier, please check out our internet site, where you will also find Rich Logis up there. You can click on and let him tell you firsthand what his business is all about. Larkin Connolly is up there, and Mark Andel, along with myself. Thank you. Please, we're depending on you to go out and buy American as much as you can. I still feel a national law requiring that 50% of everything sold in America must be made in America would be a benefit to the American people. I think that's something we're going to have to work on come the first of the year, because good things are happening, and it's happening because more people like yourself are doing your part to help American Made and all that we're trying to do. Rich, thank you so much. And until this Saturday at 11, my best wishes to you. Go out and shop American Made as much as you can. David Zen.
Thanks, guys.